Playing the same objects.
Okay. So the topic is digital summits. There's a machlokas on the Abdallah and Abed, and Rashi Tosfos, how to understand the concept of digital summits. Rashi writes, Bittul Ba'alma, the Gemara says Bittul Amasagi, the Tumina Torah, it's enough to Bittul, you don't need Bidika. Says Rashi, Dichsiv, Tashbisuv, Lachsiv, Tavaru, Vashpasa, Delev, Yashpasa. So Rashi is telling us essentially two things. A, that Bittul is a kiyum of Tashbisuv, and B, that you do Bittul, Delev. Vashpasa, Delev, Yashpasa. Tosfos, Luchara takes issue with both these points. Says Tosfos, the second Makar, there is a bit of Amasagi. Perish for Kundra, Saksif, Tashbisu, Vloksif, Tavar. Alma Hashbasa, Vulevi. The Kosh of the Reed, the High Hashbasa, Avarahi. Tosfos thinks that Hashbasa doesn't mean bit of Hashbasa, means getting rid of the Chomet, destroying it. The Tani, which writes in Rekiva Omer, Ein Sarach Haru Omer Tashbisu Matila Varashi Avalach, or the Tashbisu Amila Kaman, the Achilek, Shumat, and Shishas Lamala, the Akari Surah, the Mahani Bittel, Bittel doesn't work in the later part of Erev Pesach, in the earlier part of the day. When we read, the Midrais of Bittel Vahama Sagi, Mitam, the Acharsha Bittel, Havi Hefker, Yotim Rishu Sumut. So Tosus thinks that Bittel has nothing to do with Tashbisu, there's no Kiyum of Tashbisu, and B, the mechanism isn't belief, rather the mechanism is that of Hefker, which is a mechanism we're familiar with in Kol Torah Kula. In Mafir Nechasim, so if you're Mafir Chometz, you have no Chometz. I mean, Achar Shabitla be Hefker, but Yatsim Yeshu so Umud.
Rebbe is saying that belief is Gufa a. It's. I would have thought it would be Hefkeris. I mean, isn't that what Tosfos criticizing Rashi for?
Tosfos is
Balev is itself a like halos that
he's saying Balev isn't enough. You need a mice hefker.
Oh yeah. He agrees it's hefker?
Tosfos thinks it's hefker and Rashi Lachar doesn't. Rashi doesn't tell us exactly how it works, he just says it's Balev. So like I said, there are two points here. One is it a key of such pieces? That's very clear. Rashi says yes, and Tosfos says no. Secondly, what's the mechanism? Tosfos says it's mitam hefker, and Rashi says we'll call it not mitam hefker. We haven't really defined it yet. You know, usually they say it's mitam hefker, not mitam hefker. What does not mitam hefker work mean? So we'll see in a second. There's a different. There's a Rishonim, but it seems like they're arguing at two different points. For Tosfos, it seems like you know getting rid of the chametz is just a way of you know getting rid of the iser. Just like you get rid of the chaylev, you get rid of the gil and nasha. There's no kiyum, you know. Tashbisu is destroying the chametz. That's a kiyum. Getting rid of it beforehand is not a kiyum.
Yeah.
So really, Tosfos is mechadish this idea that bittul is a tamei hefker. This is a very big chiddush because the Gemara doesn't say hefker. It says bittul. The concept of hefker is something we're familiar with in Kol Torah Kula, and it doesn't say here hefker. In fact, the earlier Rishonim, the Gaonim, don't use this lashon of hefker. The Bahag here, verse number 3, where it's vasu de badik, vatalei dechsiv tashbisu sorry vateichem. Again, I'm for my purposes, I'm kind of linking the two points in Rashi. That's din of tashbisu, and that it works not mitam hefker. You could be mechalek, but the Bahag says clearly that it's the key of tashbisu, not like Tosfos. Rashi is following the Bahag. Rav, likewise, says in 4, my hashpasa zu shamur b'tara. What's hashpasa? Shivat al chametz b'libo v'yachshav azok ha'ofar. Doesn't say it's hefker. First of all, bittul is a kiyum of hashpasa, and what you do is that you consider it to be like dust. V'yasim b'libo sh'im reshusa chametz klal v'chol chametz sh'im reshusa harei ha'ofar v'kedavar sh'im b'tzarachta. Now the Ramban is a long, long piece in the Ramban. Kind of goes back and forth. It's very hard Ramban to pin down exactly what he's saying. But at one point, he writes the following. Source number 5. And like Kachani Omer, Shabitul Moel Latiyom Yitores Chametz V'Hashiva Ke'Alfa She'inu Roi L'Achiv. Bittul makes it like dust. V'Heter Zeh Midivere V'Shmar Elu. The Omer Shein Dvarim Inam Meshusa Shalodim Asan Apazuk Yilu Meshusa. V'Shmar El. It's a famous statement. There are two things that don't belong to you. The Torah says they're yours in order to be chayav on. Lomar de Kevin de Pida Tara Ella Shalom Yeh Chavetz Shalom Pershuso, Visura Hena Inan Mamon, Vilkarime Lachat, it's not yours because the Chavetz is Asir Hana. Vidinu Shaliyavar Olav Klum, just like a Bor Pershuso Rabin, it's not yours. The Torah says it's like it's yours. Chavetz is not yours. The Torah says it's like it's yours. Ela Shatara Sok Yilu Pershuso Rabin Olav Shalavi, Mishnei Shalodata Olav Hurotz Lekiuma. Liga Xeshi, Skima Datu, Das Torah. Yatzal Levakol Shelo Yehbo Din Mamon Ela Shemotzi Rishus Legamri Shuv Ena Overala La Karina Melecha Kevin Shu Asur Ve Ena Rotsi Vekiyum Lo Mevayel Rabban Ela Filo Diri Yosef Lili De Kevin Shu Nistiyai Shu Menu Ipne Isuro Yatzal Rishus Ova Ema Din Gezel Ve Naminu Mizvan She Ema Baal Abayis Makbir Aleyem Mutari Mishun Gezel Oktob Ena Meiser Havi Kehefka V'halka adiv nami mehefker to v'hadar ihu zachi bei v'hashavi ka'afra v'l'nifalei b'gadeh. So, like I said, the Raman is a little hard to pin down. From this piece in the Raman, it sounds like it's kind of like yeish. It's not a maisa hefker, but it's that it's the Torah anyway is making asur. So if you go along with the Torah, your schema daito das the Torah, and you relate it as if it's dust, so mele the Torah won't put it back into your rishus. If you want to hold on to it, so the Torah says, oh, you want to hold on to it, we'll make it yours. But here you want to go along with the Torah once. You relate it like dust. So it seems like in terms of the mechanism, it's not, you know, plastic hefker, you're only mafkir it, but you're allowing the Torah to, you're in the siyayish famine, let's say, and you're allowing the Torah's Yisra Hana to kick in and to make it not yours. But like I said, there are really two main approaches here. One is that it's a two questions here. One, that is it kim tashpisu or not? And secondly, what is the mechanism when it comes to tashpisu? Rashi, the Bahag, the Rambam say it's a kim tashpisu, where Tosfos argues. When it comes to the mechanism, rather, what's the mechanism? So the Tosfos says it's within hefker, and the other Rishonim say it's not hefker. Maybe we'll call it yeyush, maybe we'll call it the way you deal, the way you approach it. If you look at it like a dust, that is enough. Hashpasa, but the lave he hashpasa the crashes. So there's certainly more to analyze in terms of the sheet that's been shown in, but just briefly, I want to discuss some nafkaminas. Hopefully, it'll also help us, clarify the sheet themselves. So if you look at the first nafkamina, the question of the makar, so unkulus on the pasuk of tashpisu, so'or batechem writes. Source number 6, Shiva Yomin Petira Techun Viram Yoma Kadma, the first day to Vatlun Chamira Bebatechem. How does he translate Tashpisu Sumatechem? To Vatlun Chamira Bebatechem. So it's clear Unkulus is following this Mesora that Bittul is a king of Tashpisu, and that's where the Bahad got it from, Rashi, etc. But the Ramban points out that there's a Sifri that seems to understand Bittul as not being connected to the Tashpisu. Source number 7, the Sifri in Parashas A, it says, Lo Yira Lecha Sa'ar, Bateli Bivcha, you shouldn't violate Bal Yirah, rather do Bittul. Mikan Amra, Holech Nishka Des Piska, Velomo Les Beno, Venizka Sheish Lachamitz Pesach Pesa, Yoch Lachsu Levar, Velach So Mitzvah So Yachsu, if he has time to go back, to do Bittul, to do Biur, and to come back to the Mila, great. If you don't have time, you can do Bittul. So this source in the Sifri for Bittul is not connected to Tashpisu. Seemingly, according to the Sifri, Bittul is just a way of getting rid of the chametz. You're not actually in the Tashpisu, you're just getting rid of the chametz, and that way you don't violate Bali Rab Bali Matzah. But this has nothing to do with the Torah's Chiyuv Tashpisu. That might be fulfilled, you know, through burning the chametz. It's a different idea. So this makor from the Sifri certainly would fit well for Tosfos, that it's within Hefker, it's not a kiyum of Tashpisu.
From Lo Yira Elecha Sa'or, that's the makor he's saying?
The Sifri says, Lo Yira Elecha Sa'or, Latel Balimcha, you don't want to violate Bal Yirah, do Bittul. So that could be classic Hefker, it could be like Hefker, Yeyush, the Raman's understanding. Another nafkamina. How do you do bittul? Do you have to say something, or is it enough to do it belay? So the Gemara, the Sifri here is quoted, in Lav, Yavat Lablivus. That's also found in the Gemara, in Pesachim. But this idea of Yavat Lablivo is pretty clear that it's not to do Bittel Belev. Look at the Ramban, the Ika de Amri, source number 9. Digan Ami Hosam, Hefker, we can slow Shabi Hefker, and he shine will have Hefker. How come about the believer? So he says, how can it be Tom Hefker? Hefker you have to do in front of three people, and here you do it belayed. But Kasha, she had Tiru, Bittel, Bashabis, Ketanya, about the believer, Hefker, Bashabis, Hefker, Yontip. Here Bittel works on Shabbos, and you shouldn't do Hefker on Shabbos. So claims the Ramban. Well, Hefker nearish also in order to have given a cause of a Shabbos. He's not clear about it, but he argues there's this issue of Hefker on Shabbos. The man says if the Mishnah Beitza says you can't do business on Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to do Hefker either on Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, how can you do Bittul on Shabbos? So we do Bittul on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is Shabbos, we do Bittul on Shabbos. Or actually, Sheshanu Chachamim B'chomakom Bevato B'libo, right? The Lashon Bevato B'libo. Hefker Bepehu, Lama Yizkiru B'libo Kan. How can work B'leiv? You need to Bepeh. So the Rebbe asks a lot of kasha on the Tosfos' pure Hefker understanding. And one of the last one is how can you do belayed? Hefker has to be done a peg, and so claims the Ramban. So, obviously, if you assume that what's going on here is that it's the way you relate to the Chametz, we don't care if it's a peg or belayed. It's what's going on in your heart. And in fact, right, the Rambam writes that. Source number 4, Mayash Basa, Shiyavatal Chametz Belivo, the Yaksha was a offer. You consider it to be dirt, dust. The Ramban is asking on Tosfos, how can you say it's Hefker? Hefker has been done with Peh. So the truth is, if you look at the Meiri in source number 8, Bittul Belivo Yishma'ari Malav Mitzad Dvarish Belev, Mufarishim Bad Yotze Besfasa, Velomu Belivo El Lamech Inot Serech Ashmiya Lozna. When it says Belivo, does that mean in your heart, ma'amish, or maybe that just means you don't articulate it to be able to hear it in your ears? So the Rambam, the Be'ir Bisadeya, that you actually do have to say. So it could be Tosfos holds you have to say. It could be Tosfos argues on these points. Maybe he thinks that Hefker does work with belayv. Who said Hefker doesn't work with belayv? The Ramban says it, but it's not clear. The Ramban does quote a Feirish Gemara that you need Hefker b'shlosha, and here you don't need shlosha. The Tosfos already answered that question. Let's look at source number 10. That's just Dindra Rabbanan. So Dindra Rabbanan, they never said it by Chametz. They didn't want to impose that Dindra Rabbanan. And the question of Shabbos also, is it really true that you can't be Mafkir on Shabbos? Not so clear. So these, if you assume that Bittul has become Hefker, you have to contend with the fact that it is believable. Maybe you'll say that Hefker was believed, or maybe you say here you actually do have to say it, you just have to hear it. In terms of Shlosha, so you say you don't need Shlosha in the Torah. And Shabbos, maybe you'll say that you can do Bittul, you can do Hefker on Shabbos, and therefore you can also do Bittul on Shabbos. Those are some technical nafkaminas, how Bittul works. Another technical issue is the Nusach. What do you actually say when you do Bittul Chametz? So our Nusach is that we say it's Kehefker, Kaafr the Ara, which seems to be a fusion of these two Shitas. The Ramban in Pesachim quotes, "Vani mistafik v'yanzeh sharishon kulam amru b'bitul kol chamira diga b'shuzi a bitul kashin ka'afra." The nusach of the Gaonim is to say that it's ka'afra. V'yushalmi nami kloshin sef pirsh rab amr sef shiomar kol chamish yisru b'tok beisi v'in yadeh bo yivater. V'yushalmi says it's bata. In yadeh im adam afkir b'lashon zeh. If a person says that my computer is bata, does that mean it's hefker? So the Ramban says it can't be that it's classic Hefker. But the Hagotz Ammonios, verse number 12, actually brings the Rav Yahu, who says you have to change the Nusach, and that's what the Bali Tosfos did. They changed the Nusach, which is a pretty radical thing to do. The Nusach, from the Yerushalmi, from the Onim, is that it's Batel, it's Afra, and the Hagotz Ammonios says, Rav Yahu Kibel Miriel Levi, Sheish Lomar Levatel Ave Hefker, Ka'afra. The Bittul Mishum Hefker, Kefker Shavetam, about Aviv Rabbeinu Yovel Alevi, lo ayom Hefker, Kedvara, the Kedivir Rabbeinu Machaber, Bechain Rialfas, Bechain Rashi. So most of the Rishonim don't have this lashon of Hefker. They just say Kafir Dara. Like I said, on nusach, really, you know, you could say on nusach is just like Tosfos. Hefker, kafir, and arav, just like das is hefker, so too everything should be hefker. But the pashtus is on nusach is a fusion of these two deas. If it's bittles become hefker, we say hefker. And if it's in the way you relate to it, it's kafir and arav. But this question, you know, how the mechanism, again, I'm really, like I said, conflating two different questions. One is whether or not it's a kinyan tashmisu. One is whether or not the mechanism is one of hefker or not one of hefker. Tosfos seems to say both, that it's both not tashmisu and it's hefker. So presumably the other Rishonim think, the Rishonim who say it's within tashmisu, assume it's not hefker. And therefore, you know, these are some afkaminas, question of Shabbos, chidus, Lave, Nusach HaBitl, and of course the backdrop is the Makar. Is this a Kiyum Tashbisu, like Mokul says, or is it not, like the Sifri, that's just a way of obviating Bayura the way it was? A couple of other Nafkaminas, question of Bitl Eide Shaliach. Could I send somebody to do a Bitl for me? So the Rishonim quote the Bala Iter, who says it works. We're source number 13, the Ran, Kasab HaBala Iter, the Mistavid Shlech Mavad. Okay, it's not, you can argue on that. You can say it's not true. But the Rishonim quotes the Bala Iter. So if we accept the Bala Iter that you can do Bittul and Shaliach, the question is, how is that? So it says the Ran, Haba Alma, Kulayal Modi, the Shluch, and Shalom Kamoz, the Lacherim Kolkin, the Cave in the Bittul, we taught us Hefker, Nagiba, Moshakasafti, Lamala, Shaliach, Vade, Lomati, Mavatel, Shariim Omar, Adam, Havero, Hefker, Hafker, Atan, Nechasai, Eim Chachkum. So the Ran says other Rishonim argue. They say you can't do Bittul Edei Shaliach because Bittul is become Hefker. And he assumes that you can't do Hefker Edei Shaliach. So there's a lot of assumptions going into this Shita. Maybe Hefker could be done Edei Shaliach. Who said? But if you assume that Hefker can't be done Edei Shaliach, then if you hold that Bittul is become Hefker, you can't do Bittul Edei Shaliach. Well, Iter is assuming that you can make a shaliach to do bittul. The truth is that it's not even clear if you need to even, you know, if the shaliach is even doing anything. It's a question of how you relate to the chametz. You don't relate to the chametz as food. You relate to it as dirt, and that's why you want a shaliach to mevatel for you. So it could be by virtue of the fact that you were mani a shaliach, you've already on some level been mevatel the chametz. That's what it sounds a little bit like in the Rambam we'll call later, that your attitude towards it is already significant. The fact that you make a shaliach from Vatla shows you don't want it. It shows that you think it's dust. So the Mela, the shaliach doesn't really have to do very much. But anyway, the bottom line is that the Ran holds that the Rishonim hold that it's not Hefker, hold you can't do a shaliach, because they hold that there's no shaliachos behefker, which of course is an assumption you can argue with, and then you would say, have your cake, have your Hefker, and have your shaliach too, if you will, because maybe you could do a Hefker a day, a shaliach. Okay. Another question. Bittul and chametz yadu. Does bittul only work on the chametz you don't know about? Or can I look at a roll that's on the table and say, it's mevotel? So the Gemara in Pesachim, it seems to be pretty clear that bittul works even on chametz yadu. The Bava Beis, where it says that a bodek is tzarek levata, so where it's what yasun levata, no? Amar Rava, source number 14, Gezer Hashem Yimatzeh Gutz Kuyafe V'Naiti Yolach. You were worried that you did B'dik, but then you're going to find a nice donut, and then you're going to want it. So says the Gemara, V'chim Yishkakat L'Vatel, so M'Vatel it. Sounds like you're looking at the donut, and you're M'Vatel it. So B'dil does work. So the Gemara says, Tumas, Mishkakat L'Vatel Yisura, V'Lav Yerushusei Kaimei, V'Lamatzi Patel. So the Gemara has an explanation. But from a simple understanding of the Gemara, it comes out that B'dil works, and the Chametz Yidu, and the Ramban, that source quotes a number of Gemaras that sound like that. Ela afilu Chametz Yidua nira lefneinu nami sagi bittul chedamina hamotzi guska yofefia. That was the source Gemara I just quoted. Another Gemara, but Talmud Yoshi v'finrava yeshul isum v'gulgales. The Talmud couldn't do bittul, he doesn't want to miss the shir. V'tzana nami v'niska shishul Chametz v'bittulo eino over olof. That's one of the contests, if you remember your Chametz, when you're going to Shechter Pesach. So you can do bittul. Ah, you know your chametz. Bittul still works on chametz yadu. But the Meiri quotes Yesh Omrim, and this is a nusach of the Rambam, possibly a mistaken nusach of the Rambam. But there is such a daya in Yishonim that chametz yadua Bittul doesn't work. Mechavis Yidua, Bittul doesn't work. Look at source number 16. Yesh Omrim Shavu Ne'amar Bittul Ba'am L'Sagi Lei Ela B'chamech Inu Yadua V'chamech Yadua Tzarek L'Baro Minatara. V'chamech Yadua, you have to get rid of it. So why should that be so? If Bittul has become Hefker, would there ever, does it make any sense to have this type of caveat that it wouldn't be able to work if it's called a Tziyadua? Or not? Because you can be mafker, anything.
Unless there's a special, meaning the mechanism is hefker, but we already know by Chomes that there's a special din that the Torah puts it in our reshus.
Okay.
So maybe even if you're mafker it, in like a shvastik hefker, then the Torah is going to put it right back into your reshus. You need to do a stronger type of hefkeris. There's a different type of hefkeris. Is that hard to say?
I mean, if it's classic hefker, it probably depends on how you look at hefker. The hefker means it's not mine. You know, there's hefker der yosi, where there are other people who take it, but it's still mine. But the hefker for us is that it's mamash al mine. So, you know, day before Pesach, I threw out my garbage. It was a roll of my garbage. So I threw it out. It's after. It's gone.
Yeah,
so nobody's going to say you're over it on the way you threw it yesterday. You were after it.
Yeah, but what does it mean that Chazal put the chametz in your shus?
That's if you weren't after it. Meaning.
So why do they need to put it in your shus? It's already in your shus.
No, but since it's Aser B'Hanoa, it's a Lobailus. I mean, 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach, I have a roll. It's mine. Comes to Iser, is on Iser. Becomes Aser Rana, so it really should be mine.
So you're not a ball.
Pardon?
You're not a ball on it. What's different between that?
So then we say that Shein Dara Inim Rishus Adam, Asara Kato Kilo Rishus.
Okay, even if you're after it, maybe there's still Asara Kato Kilo Rishus.
And if you sell it to Goy, it's also Rishus. Meaning at a certain point.
But that's a really spitz type of getting rid of it.
So again, it's probably talking how you look at how strong Hefker works. If Hefker means that it's mamish like. Like mamish not in your shus, then
you can't say the Torah puts it in your shus.
It would be a chiddush
thing. Fair enough.
So what I want to say, you can argue, but what I want to say is that if Bittul has become hefker, so then it's poshut that Bittul works on Chometz Yidu, because you were after it. If it's a question of how you relate to it. So what do you mean? I have a roll on my table, and I say, "Oh, I look at it as if it's dust." But I didn't. How can I do that if I really think it's dust? So get rid of it. Meaning the fact that I'm, you know, letting it sit there on my table maybe shows either that I didn't mean it, you know, maybe I didn't really mean the bittul. Again, maybe I'm just lazy, but. Potentially, if it's b'tam tashpisu, you know, if it's b'tam tashpisu, you could explain the shita. Meaning, this shita is a meiri. You can't do bittul. And some of you do it might make sense if you hold that bittul is b'tam tashpisu. If it's b'tam hefker, I'm arguing it wouldn't make any sense. That's what I'm trying to say. Like you could disagree with this. And I brought up to Yeshua here. There's a discussion here. Maybe. He wants to say that when on Chametz Yidua you don't violate Bali Raya, but you still didn't fulfill Tashbisu. Tashbisu is a kiyum. Look at the third line. He says, "A Bali Raya you are, but you don't violate." Well, in Asi Tashbisu, violate Lo Mahani Bittul El Rebuted Afim Bistreifa, the Bala Afim Fire Bizen Kaim Asi Vedaim. Ashenkin Bittul Need the Garim Sheyesh Lachayim. If you have the ends of Ikrim Mitzvah the Tashbisu. So he wants to have like a middle sheet to hear that on Chametz Yidua there's no Bali Raya, but there. Is you haven't done tashbisu, so that's how you have to gain a lot of gemaras. The man quotes three gemaras that indicate that bittul works. So he says it doesn't mean tashbisu works. It means that you didn't find the bali ra. That's what he wants to say. A middle sheet. But anyway, in Yanenu, what I'm trying to argue is that if bittul is some hefker, then it's pashut that it should work on chametz yidua. Whereas if it's not mitam hefker, maybe it won't work on chametz yidua. But again, you have to analyze it a little bit. Now, what happens after chametz? After you do bittul, is it still chametz? So according to Tosfos, you're mafkir it. If you're mafkir it, is it still chametz? Of course, it's just not your chametz. Yeah. You've essentially severed your relationship. You don't own it anymore.
If you eat it, it's not that you're just stealing. You're actually going to be over on Issachar.
Right.
Yeah.
But according to Rashi, according to the Ramban, you're looking at it like offer. According to the Ramban, you're turning it to offer. Then the question is, what happens if you eat it? So the Michtam actually quotes a day that if you eat your potter, which is pretty wild, I'm a Rava, Shem and Yubsa Guspa Yochtepia, Sos 18, Zaitel of Eperish, Vitin Daita Olav, Yochlana Vizchaif Kares, Achatash, a bit love, a sake afrak, Ilu Achla, Avi Ocha Offer of Potter. Pretty wild day. The Michtam rejects it. Hyperusha lays a claw. He says it's not true. Devade ain't bitul moil, ain't no matul chiv achila. Says once you're mevatlin, you won't eat it because it'll be disgusting for you. But of course, the extreme is there that the Michtam says that once you do tashpisu, you said this chametz is like offer. It's offer. If you eat it, you're potter. Okay, he doesn't think that it's really true. The maskana, the Michtam rejects this day. It says if you eat it, you can different ways of saying it because if you eat it, you now nullify the bittul. You show that it's no longer mevatul chametz.
You know, Freya or something.
Right, different ways to explain it. Actually, you know, but the point I'm trying to make is that for Rashi and his regime hold like that if you came to Tashbisu, it could be the Chametz after Bittul is no longer Chametz on some level. Whereas for Tosfos, it's clearly Chametz, it's just you don't own it. You were mafkir it. The Maram, you know, raises this issue also. Hegabatz, because it's source number 19. Milo Amr to Bittul Mashma the Batley Midin Chametz Mashma the Afra became the Batley Sulo Amr Alei. I've got the Isa Rishus and Mishum the Afra Chashi. In Cain, Yemutu Ana, he doesn't say you should be able to eat it. He says maybe you should be able to eat it. I feel a Pesach, the Vishal Achila, Yachilei, Yavdati Alei, Lomech Shava, the Achle, Midin Chametz. Okay, he says if you eat it, so you're Makshiv. Ela Bahana, Lahavik Afra, Ephraim, Mi Aser Bahana. Dirt is mutter hana, so if the chametz is like dirt, you should have to burn the roll, you know, in your fire, and get hana from it. Yadif hana milavar v'val yiraya, v'al yamata v'zev adim mukhiyach. V'yamiyan min hefker, l'kashi l'kol she hefkira, v'kab d'chametz komor, l'avar d'lav d'idehu, l'kol she nene bo, avi chazer v'zachah bo. So you want to say, the question of whether it's mutter hana, for Tosfos it makes more sense. Of course it's aser hana, because if you reacquire it, and you're nene from it, it's no longer hefker. But according to, you know, Rashi, so it's Afra. So maybe you should be mutter b'hana. So that question, of course, you know, is a question on Rashi. But also this question doesn't get off the ground as the Maram Mechalava points.
Is the Maram Mechalava is Chalava?
Yeah.
I don't know, I pronounced it wrong. Okay, Chalava. So he's saying dafka by hana that maybe it's mutter by hana because dirt is mutter by hana, so it's chametz.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same question: is it mutter to eat? Is it mutter to be nana? But for Tosfos, it's for sure usher to eat, and he argues it's also for sure usher to be nana because if you eat it or nana, you're basically reacquiring it.
Because it's all hefker.
Yeah. But, last question.
But yeah. If you're mafkir, you're chametz. So apparently that's sufficient. You don't need to do tashbitu if you're mafkir your chametz.
If you're mafkir your chametz, Tosfos says tashbitu you fulfill when you burn it. It's a separate kiyum. Tashbitu is...
Yeah, but you don't burn every piece. If you're mafkir some and you burn others, you're not...
Yeah, that's what we do. We save a little bit to burn.
Yeah, no, I understand, but it seems to be that, like, obviously you're not... Meaning you could potentially not do... Well, fine, if you want to do the mitzvah of tashbitu, you just save some. Fine. That makes sense.
Right.
That makes sense. But in terms of being mevatel something, even if you say that it now is like dirt, meaning why can't, is it so crazy to say that there's kind of a chiluk between, because no one wants to be over Isur Ikari on Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
So fine, so I genuinely think in my heart, like I do not want to think about this as if it's like a tasty loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means that when I eat it on Pesach, it'll be... I'll be over Isur Ikari. So I'm mevatel it, even though I know it's tasty.
Well, the bittul also affects Bali Ra. It's not just a question of eating it. If you don't do bittul, you're violating Bali Ra immediately. Achila, you're going to violate if you eat it. So a person might, you know, hiskima daita l'das Torah. Or he might say, listen, this is very expensive. It's a, you know, it's a $300 bottle of whiskey. So I don't want to mavatel it. You know, I don't want to be mafkir. I don't even relate it as if it's offer.
True, you don't want to be over on Yisrael Kart. So you do want to be mafkir. Oh, but no, you also want to drink it on Pesach. Fun. But you definitely don't want to be over on Yisrael Kart.
I mean, this day of the mitzvah is rejected. Nobody really is going to hold that if you mavatel it and then you eat it. I mean, there is such a day, but that's an extreme day. I mean, that day fits with Rashi. It wouldn't fit, it could fit with Rashi. It definitely wouldn't fit with Tosfos. If you're mafkir it, so when it's hefker, it's hefker, but when you reacquire it and you eat it or own it, you're in violation.
Yeah, it just seems like you should be able to be mechalek between like a metzias of like its actual substantive properties of like not being complete ashes and not being dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if I do a chemical analysis of a piece of bread, it is mamash a piece of bread.
Everybody agrees it's a piece of bread. Nobody's going to say that when you look
so
at it.
So how can you say you're not? Shouldn't being over on afila chametz for Pesach have to do with whether the thing is chametz or not?
Your point, yeah, the victim, this day is a wild day. It doesn't make so much sense. Everybody, he says, v'hai pirush aleisim. You're saying, how can you understand that day?
How can you assume? Yeah, how can you assume it's not about what the material properties of
so
that
moment? Apparently, the way you relate it, the chiddush tashbisu means that you can turn food into non-food. That's a chiddush tashbisu.
That'd be a real brisker to throw up after eating the piece of bread, though. You know, you're not eating dust, you're eating...
Right, so you have to be a real brisker. So the mitzvah, the day here in the mitzvah is a real brisker day. You said it's afra, so it's afra. It's a din of afra. You could buy this with the ability to make it afra. Once it's afra, so mele your pocket. Nobody holds like that there. It's rejected by the Mechta. Somebody held of it, it was brought up. But the direction that you're going in is assuming that it's din tashbisu.
It should also be mevatel in your soup also, because it's not even roy like chilat kelev. I mean, it's, right? It's vatel. I mean, it has all the applications of non-comments.
Would it apply to other areas? I mean, maybe.
Interesting. Alright. That's a weird day.
Yeah, very, very, very strange.
Okay.
The last issue that I want to discuss is the question of bracha. So we don't say a bracha on the bittul. We do bedika. We say albir chametz in the bedika. And then we do bittul. And then we, in the morning, we do biur. We burn it. And then we do bittul on the chametz any adua. So we say one bracha on biur chametz. But if you look at the Torah and in Tafel and Vav, he quotes from the Sefer Manig, the Baal Manig, that if a person didn't do Bidika, Yimshachach Globodla Kivatak Shigia Pesach, the Inna Bracha Kasa Baal Manig, Sefer Manig writes, Im Huyodea Sheishla Chamis, Yibarach Al Bitul Chamis. He actually says that if you're not going to connect it to the Bidika, because you're not doing a Bidika, you could say Bracha, Sherek Nishan, Yitavit Sevan, Al Bitul Chamis. So says the tour that even if you're going to just do bittul, you don't say a bracha on the bittul, because
that's a sefer amani.
Sefer amani is one of the rishonim from Provence, the Ra'avan, of Avram ben Nossa. It's southern France. There's a whole school of rishonim. Mirius was from there. So he wrote a Sefer of Halacha, and in it he argues that if you are going to do just bittul, no tika, no biur, then say a bracha on the bittul. And the Torah rejects it. And it's coming from the Rambam. Look at source number 22. The Rambam writes, V'cheinu mubarech al biur chametz, v'ein shabadek atz v'ein shabadek acherim, shemisha shegomar belibo levatel, naseis mitzvahs abiur. Call them Shivda, Kamashi Isparim and Koma. So here the Rambam Hilchos Brachos essentially, you know, hints at his Shita that Bittul works Belev. And your attitude towards the Chametz is essentially what the Torah wants. So if you can't say a bracha on Bittul, because as soon as you want to mevatel it, you already were mevatel it. So rather you say, I'll be your Chametz, and that's the appropriate bracha.
Even if you're not doing Biur, you're just doing Bittul.
Well, that's what the Torah says, yeah.
No,
I mean, he's talking about...
Rambam has to assume that too, that if you're doing only bittul and not bira, you don't make a bracha.
Right, maybe? You don't. Like, 100%, you're right. The Rambam assumes he can't take a bracha on the bittul because the rotzim to do it already did it. He very effectually already did the bittul by being maskim to gomer belibo, the bat. So again, this issue of could you say a bracha, if it's become hefker, there's a real possibility. You could say a bracha on it. Before you do the hefker, you say, Shaykh Chamis, al bitzelchum. But if it's a question of your attitude towards it, so then there's obviously no bracha, as the Rambam writes. And of course, it touches on the connection to the biur, meaning is bitzel a separate thing from biur? For us, it's all connected. We say a bracha, al biur chamis, we do the bedika, we do the bitzel,
yeah.
We do the biur, we do the bedika, the bitzel on everything. This fits well with the assumption that it's a key of Tashbis. If it's a key, if it's a din hefker, it's a separate thing. It's totally a separate thing. There's tashbisu, that we do in the morning, and there's bittul, that's a separate route, totally separate idea of doing, hefker, and it's not connected to the biur at all. Seder, so what we saw here is essentially a machlokes with Rashi. Tosfos is bittul mitam hefker, like Tosfos is it not mitam hefker. We tried to analyze it a little bit, although there's more to see. And secondly, is bittul a kiyum sashbisu? Like Rashi says, or is it not a kiyum sashbisu? Like Tosfa says, we, for the purpose of the Chabura, connected those two questions. And we analyzed a couple of nafkaminas, the bittul as a kiyum sashbisu, as a kiyum belay versus not a kiyum sashbisu, and just a kiyum of hefker. Zer, Shkoa, turn off the...
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate it, thank you.